And we have new details now. We're learning more about the circumstances surrounding yesterday's shootout with Oakland police. It left one man dead. Video shot at the scene about 4:45 yesterday. You see police officers here. Crime Force Zeke Majum tells us why police stopped the man.
Twice I'ma live my life, travel to every state and visit twice. I come back with my fam like, ain't it nice? Goddamn, I would kill to see those flashing lights. I came back from the dead, I left too early. Reincarnated, came back as Bobby Shirley. First thing happened, I got shot at. Second thing happened, I got shot back. Body hit the ground, I felt unconscious. Blood coming out my chest, had to rest the doctor's office. While I laid, I could feel my body slowing down. It's like I'm in a kamikaze. Nurse rushed to my bed, said it looks a mess. Couldn't see that they shot me in the head and chest. I knew it was my time to fly. I could feel it in my heart, it was my time to shine. Let me die.
But as the fear of contracting AIDS spreads, it also has sparked the fear among medical technicians.
There's been a concern. As with anything unknown, there's always a concern. We're concerned about our people, the risk they're exposed to. We're also concerned about the patients, because they don't have any immune system. They could catch something from us.
Live twice, I can get any girl I wanted. Grew up fast, young with some older brothers. They would tell me that I need to get a woman, and if I don't sleep with her, then I must be something not gay, but a scary cat. So anytime I see a girl, I felt like I had to ask about sex. Nobody really taught me about condoms, plus the girl that I like had a clean vagina. So I went in raw and proceed to pause. I got addicted to the orgasm, and she loved me too. I said, I got a condom. He said no, cause it don't feel as good as you. I said damn, and I started to get a bit sicker. I didn't pay attention, and my cough got thicker. I went to the doctor, that's the day I seen. Then the girlfriend I love gave me HIV, let me die.
My name is Bob Nolan, and my son Dan was killed by a drunk driver when he was 22 years old.
One of the leading causes of death for teens are automobile related.
He was a communications major, 3 months short of his graduation.
Party often, fill my cup with a little Bacardi. All the girls say I'm the life of the party. Long nights I would drink even when I'm soggy. I could do it, man. I used to be high as hell. Drive the road with my guys, we was fly as hell. Always leave a little late, around 9 to 12. Real pre-game before any game as well. I was on the honor roll and my parents loved me. I could do anything, that's just how I does it. Ron called me like, man, there's this cracking function. Everybody be there, ain't no way we wasn't. So I got my parents called and I got my partners. We was driving on the road and we blazing choppers. Couldn't see as I started getting way too high. We hit a truck and my car flew right off the side. Let us die.
Had a million friends, athlete, a good all-American boy.